From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday to you, America. This is the Todd Starnes radio program. I am your voice of truth and hope across this great nation. Wow, we have got a lot going on today. It's just been a busy, busy news week. By the way, we're following this crazy story, and we've got the video up on ToddStearns.com right now. Within the past hour or so, there was a huge explosion at a training facility there in Los Angeles County. This is where the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. We understand they don't believe this is terrorism. They think there was some sort of a horrible training accident involving members of the bomb squad, but at least three deputies were killed in the blast. So we're going to keep you updated on that story. Any other developments, we will certainly bring those to you. Video, all that kind of stuff, details over at ToddStearns.com, and I would encourage you to go and check that out. All right. Look, I want to jump right into this because you need to understand what's happening with the Wall Street Journal and Donald Trump. So last night, the Wall Street Journal, and we knew this was coming. We had been getting drips and drabs throughout the day that a major American newspaper was working on a hit piece involving Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. And it turns out it was the Wall Street Journal. And it's really insane, ladies and gentlemen, because their hit piece is a complete fabrication. And it's just shocking. It took me all of 3 seconds to look at what they were alleging and realizing this is completely fake. There's not a story here. And why in the world would the Wall Street Journal publish something like this? Well, of course, the Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News Channel. And Rupert and Trump just simply do not get along at all. So the allegation is that Trump sent Epstein a naughty birthday card. And that there was an image scribbled on it of a naked woman and a cartoon. And he wrote this prose. And I'm just telling you, it's not accurate. It's just not real. When you read the writing and when you see the writing, you realize, wait a second, that's not even Trump's penmanship there. That's not him. And Trump doesn't write like that. Trump doesn't talk like Trump is one of these guys who writes like he talks. All right. So he is not some sort of a prolific author. And I think the word enigma was used in this alleged birthday card to Epstein. And Trump doesn't use that sort of language. That's not who Donald Trump is. So anyway, this is not journalism. What we're watching unfold right now is open war on Donald Trump and the Trump administration. And the fact that the Wall Street Journal would publish something like this is really beyond me, because they've been one of the few that do have some standards, but clearly they have no standards at all. And we've got some intel on one of the authors. It's two reporters wrote this piece. And one of them has ties to the old Hillary Clinton Fusion GPS crew. So this is all looking like it was very well coordinated and an attempt to take down Trump using. But what's so funny about it is it's so outrageous that nobody's buying it. I mean, there's not even a shred of a possibility that this could be the real thing. And now it turns out that one of the writers is, in fact, a political hack. Now, I want to read to you. This is what the Wall Street Journal reported. The letter bearing Trump's name, which was reviewed by the journal, is bawdy. like others in the album, and they're alleging that Ghislaine prepared a special gift for Epstein's 50th birthday, and this was included in that package of materials. It contained several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, which appears to be a hand drawn with a heavy marker. They say it was adorned with the president's signature, a squiggly Donald, below the naked woman's waist. This is all coming from the Wall Street Journal. President Trump has responded, and I'm glad he did. He said this is nuts, and he is now suing the Wall Street Journal, News Corp, and Rupert Murdoch. So, look, the way things are going with Donald Trump, he could end up owning Fox News Channel by the time it's all said and done. I mean, that's how crazy this is. Just unbelievable. Real Clear Politics, the national correspondent, Susan Crabtree, has uncovered a damning connection. I'm reading from the Gateway Pundit, by the way. A damning connection between the reporter who wrote the hit piece, Joe Palazzolo, and Fusion GPS. You say, all right, why are you talking about Fusion GPS? That's Hillary Clinton and the DNC funded Fusion GPS. They're the ones that produced the fake Russian dossier, the Steele dossier. Are you starting to put all these pieces together? So it turns out that Palazzolo previously worked as a reporter for an outfit called Maine Justice. And Maine Justice is owned by the wife of Glenn Simpson, and Glenn Simpson is the guy who founded Fusion GPS. You always have to look at who the spouses are and who the kids are, because they're all in cahoots here, ladies and gentlemen, all of them. And of course, going back to 2016, it was that fake Russian dossier. They tried to smear Trump as a Russian asset. Crabtree writing that the reporter, and going back through and what we just shared with you, the dossier paid for, by the way, by Hillary Rodham Clinton. We also understand that both Glenn Simpson, who came up with the GPS, the Fusion GPS stuff, and his wife worked for the Wall Street Journal before launching into their own enterprises. This is insane. Just insane. So what are the odds? This is all a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. And it seems to me that all of this is planned. It certainly sounds as if there is some sort of a conspiracy involved here to try and take out Donald J. Trump. That's what it seems like to me. But again, I'm not buying anything that they're trying to sell us. As a matter of fact, last night, and I subscribe to a lot of publications out there, just so we can find out what the other side is thinking. Last night, yours truly canceled his subscription to the Wall Street Journal. That's exactly what I did last night. And I would encourage you to do the same. So again, this is not a story. There's no way Trump did this. And by the way, Trump is ferociously denying all of this. And I will say a couple of interesting things here. All right. And this is why you, again, I know how that whole operation works. I worked for the Murdochs for 15 years. It was very telling. Laura Ingraham last night on the channel, as all of this was sort of unfolding, teased the fact that she was going to be talking about this Wall Street Journal thing. And then never did. Went to break, came back from break, and it was almost as if the story disappeared. I was on the Fox News website last night when everybody was talking about this. Not a single story on the Fox News website about this Wall Street Journal report. That tells me somebody stepped in it big time. Do not be surprised if the Wall Street Journal has to come back and retract this story. But you know what? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because that's all they want to get that out there, and they want you to think those thoughts that the president is some sort of a creep or a pervert. That's what they want you to do. I mean, how many times have we seen the media do this? They come out with these outrageous allegations against President Trump, and then after it's been out there and everybody's thinking about it, then they come back with the apology or the retraction on, what, page 82 of the newspaper in teeny tiny print. That's what they do. This is devious. But I'm telling you, President Trump, I think he's going to end up owning Fox News Channel before it's all said and done. Unbelievable. All right, we've got to take a break here. By the way, it's also Open Line Friday. Did you know that? It is Open Line Friday. That means you can talk about whatever you want to talk about today. We've got all sorts of great stories to share with you. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So on Tuesday, we started our fundraising effort to help our friends in the Texas Hill Country. And our goal is $10,000. All right. $20,000. That's our total goal. And over just the past couple of days, you guys have just really blown me away with your generosity. As we are starting today's program, so far, you guys have nearly donated. We are knocking on the door of $10,000. That is, we're almost at the 50% mark in just the first couple of days. So I cannot even begin to thank you enough. When I launched the campaign, I just didn't know where we were going to go with it because there are so many people asking for help. But you guys have really stepped up, and it's important. And I want us to hit that goal of $20,000. $50 gets a family an emergency relief kit, but many of you are donating more than that. Later on in the show today, we're going to go through and salute all of you who are making those donations. But I can tell you that so many people are helping. And some of you may be thinking, you know what, I don't have $50. I only have $20 or $10 or $5. Can that help? Absolutely. And I know people think, well, wait a second, how can my small donation have any impact? Well, I want you to listen to this news report from Ohio.
People from around the country, including Central Ohio, are trying to help to collect supplies to bring to Texas.
If you are watching this and you feel led to give and you think, well, there's only so much I can do, it's not going to be enough, don't listen to that. Don't be discouraged. If everybody were to just give a small donation, that can add up.
And that's the way it works, right? So, look, I want to just let's talk about this, and then we've got to run to break here. But a gift of just $50 sends an emergency relief kit to one of these families that's been displaced by the Texas floods. And that's less, by the way, if you're going to do the math, that's less than what it would cost you to buy four tickets and a bucket of popcorn to go see the new Superman movie. I mean, that's what we're talking about. $100 gets a kit packed with supplies for two families. So, look, there is a Help Texas banner on my website, toddstearns.com, and you can make a donation. Many of you have been calling, and I want to give the number out. The number, and write this down, 855-348-4673. Again, write that number down, 855-348-4673. You can call and talk to somebody and make your donation over the air, or you can go to toddstearns.com and you can do it online, and it literally takes 30 seconds. So I want you to take a moment, just a moment, to help our fellow Americans in Texas, and then enjoy your awesome weekend. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great. They feel great. And that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. by the way, this is sort of weird, but even the Washington Post is stepping in and their fact checker stepping in and said, yes, Trump and Epstein did have a relationship, but there's no evidence of any Trump wrongdoing. So it turns out that even the Washington Post is saying, hey, look, this is just a big nothing burger. There's really nothing untoward in the relationship that Trump had with Jeffrey Epstein. So there you go. And look, the great reality of all of this, folks, and I know we've had a lot of you calling in and talking about this, and many of you have concerns. But here's the fascinating part about this entire story. It turns out that nobody really cares outside of social media. I mean, this is a massive story on X and Facebook, but in reality, according to some new polling data that's out there from, of all places, CNN, it turns out that President Trump's support among Republicans has actually increased amid all of this Epstein backlash. Listen to this. Cut 9.
I mean, look, I think this one surprised me a bit because of all of these complaints online going after Trump and the Epstein files. You might think his approval ratings were going down, Republicans. If anything, they're going up. Republicans who approve of Trump, look at our CNN poll. The prior one, 86%. The one out this week, 88% were Republicans. How about Quinnipiac? The prior poll, 87% approval of Republicans. This week out, 90% with Republicans. If anything, Donald Trump's approval rating has gone up since this whole Epstein saga started. He is at the apex, or close there too, in terms of his popularity with Republican voters, Epstein files, complaints, or not.
There you go. As a matter of fact, they did a deep dive into the polling data, and they found that only one Republican, again, they were talking and surveying Republican voters, they found only one Republican in their survey who said that the top issue for them when it came to Donald Trump was, in fact, the Epstein files. Just one. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier, and I told you, Trump was out there. He campaigned on this. I think the president's messaging has really been way off. But at the end of the day, I didn't vote for Trump because of Jeffrey Epstein. I may be one of the few, but that did not factor one iota into my decision to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, I'd love to hear from you about what why did you vote for Donald Trump? Was it because of Epstein or something else? I'll tell you what it was for me. It was the border and the Department of Education. Those are the two big things. The border and the Department of Education. Shut down the border and start deporting all the illegals. And so far, the president's done a pretty good job of that. And I'm going to explain why the president's approval ratings are still so high, not just among Republicans, but really among all Americans. And the reason why is a majority of Americans, the number one issue on their minds, it's not what's happening with this Epstein file. It's all about the border and immigration and deporting these illegals and very dangerous illegals. That's what the American people went to vote for on Election Day. And for me, the abolishment of the Department of Education. And if we can't fix that, we're going to have big problems moving forward in this country. We've already got big problems, and it's sort of like a tsunami effect. And that's going to continue well beyond the Trump years. So we're going to have multiple presidencies where we are dealing with what's been happening in our nation's nation schools, public schools. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. Don't forget, head over, make a donation at ToddStearns.com. Let's go past our big 50% mark. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Happy Friday, everybody. It is Open Line Friday on the Todd Starnes radio program. That's the time of the week. A lot of people want to call in and they want to, you know, talk about whatever they want to talk about. We ask you to hold off until Friday, and that's when we get around to those conversations. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Have you heard of this app called the Citizen app? And it tracks all the crime in your neighborhood, all the crazy stuff. It's sort of like, I guess, Next Door, but it's actually for a crime. So I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll download the app. Dylan, it's fascinating. I get so many alerts. It's like nonstop crime in Memphis based on this app.
Yeah, I'm chronically on this app, and it's not good for my mental health.
No, I'm terrified to go anywhere.
Exactly. And you're how far away is this? Oh, it's right down the road.
Yeah. By the way, there's an armed mugger outside of your home right now in the azalea bushes.
Might want to go check that out.
Wait a second. What's going on there? So anyway, I got this alert, which sort of startled me, but apparently in the Memphis area, there are four guys that are running around with guns and they're robbing people, and they're basically targeting lawn people. So if you're mowing the grass or you've got, you know, leaf blowers, then you might want to be on the lookout. They're driving around in a black SUV with tinted windows. Of course they are. This is terrible. Jeez, Lou. All right, so if you're blowing leaves out there, you better be packing heat as well. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio here. This, again, is from CNN. The Democrats are in a world of hurt right now, and they don't know who they are. Well, let me back up. I think they know who they are. They're just afraid to say who they are. And I think the longtime party elders, I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi, Chucky Schumer, Jerry Nadler, all of those guys, I think they are freaking out because they realize where their party is going, and it's not a good place. Listen to cut number five.
There's this new CNN polling out today that says quite a bit. Just 28% of Americans view the Democratic Party favorably. And the context of that is the lowest mark for Democrats in the history of CNN's polling going back to 1992. And for Democrats, they have a lot more work to do to win back favorability within their ranks, within the party, than Republicans do.
It's bad. Did you hear that? Since 1992, their polling numbers have never been this low. And the reason why is the party has been taken over by these radical progressives. I predicted this years ago. I was still at Fox News when AOC got elected the very first time. And I warned people at the time that she, this woman, was going to be the future of the Democrat Party. So what's happening now? You've got AOC and people like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. You've got Ayanna Pressley. You've got Zohran Mamdani in New York, who's about to become the first Muslim communist mayor of New York City. This is the mainstream of the Democrat Party. Little David Hogg, and even Little Davy Hogg. Has been marginalized because he's a white guy. I mean, yeah, he's incorrigible, but he's a white guy, and therefore he's not allowed to be in power. So you've got radical people that Jasmine Crockett. Oh, we forgot about Jasmine Crockett. Chuck, yeah. Chucking and jiving. Good God. I really got nothing to say about Jasmine other than her name. I just sort of like her theme music there. But this is the mainstream now of the Democrat Party, which is why their approval favorability ratings are hovering at just around 28%. And in there, and I know this sounds crazy, but within the context of this, all right, you've got to understand within the context of this party, Nancy Pelosi would almost be a far right person, like a House Freedom Caucus member. That's how far to the left these people are going. It's insane. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. Steve in Houston, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Thank you for taking my call. You know, you were mentioning that, you know, you didn't vote for Trump because of the Epstein deal, and neither did I, you know, but I expected, you know, a lot more from Trump as far as bringing down the deep state, which includes Republicans and Democrats. And I'm disappointed because, you know, I'm not seeing anyone being held accountable in the Justice Department. You know, Hillary Clinton for smashing evidence and you know, the stuff that's been going on. I mean, I don't know if Trump's just, if they're scaring him or, you know, for him to backtrack on this Epstein deal is just one drop in the bucket, you know. They're now saying that they're not actually deporting as many people as they claim. And, you know, I mean, I voted for him to see a lot more changes. And I'm not really seeing that. I mean, I don't know if you are or not, but.
Well, sort of. And Steve, I hear your frustration, and I'm going to have a question for you in just a moment. But let's go through some of the stuff. And a lot of this stuff is happening, and some of it's being reported, some of it's not. And some of it's getting a lot of attention and some of it's not. There are estimates that as many as 75,000 people have been laid off or fired from federal jobs, which is great. I know a lot of this got held up in the courts, you know, with the federal judges coming in and saying, oh, you can't lay off people. But, you know, we're starting to see thousands of people losing their jobs. That's and when we say thousands of people, these are deep staters, right? These are career bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. So that's great news. You're absolutely right. And we actually brought those numbers to you, by the way, on the illegals a couple of weeks ago. And you're right. We're arresting a lot of people, but we're not deporting hardly anybody. And we've got to fix that. We've got to get that turned around. So it's going to require all of us, Steve, to apply pressure to our elected leaders. And we're going to have to tell them that we expect for them to deliver on all of these issues. Now, my question to you is, what would you like to see Trump do? If you had one thing that you want to see Trump do that he's not doing, what would that be, Steve?
Well, like when he campaigned, he said if he was in office, Hillary would be in jail. And I believe the Clintons are, you know, everybody in Arkansas knew they were mobsters before they were even elected. And, you know, she publicly destroyed it. The things with the Podesta emails, I think that's all tied in with the Epstein. And, you know, I'm no fan of Alex Jones, but there's that whole Bohemian Grove deal where, you know, he snuck in there and there's been politicians. And I've watched, you know, Democrat and Republican presidents for 56 years now. They promise one thing, but they're playing good cop and bad cop with the American people. And I've always been an avid supporter of Trump because I thought he was different. You know, he's going to get in there and clean the swamp, you know. But I would expect to see some of these people, you know, like Fauci and more evidence come out about what the vaccinations are doing to people, you know, and the lies. I am glad to see that the media change, you know, more people switching to Newsmax and, like, you can watch Newsmax and CNN and see the difference. The things that they're not reporting is probably just as dangerous as the things that they're falsely reporting. I mean, I do see a lot of improvement with Trump, and I know he's trying, but I think he's backsliding a little bit because of the pressure that he's under, and I don't envy that man a bit.
No, not at all. And that's the thing is we've got to be able to celebrate the victories, right? And Trump, And I said that's what was ultimately behind that screed that he put out a couple of days ago, Stephen. There was a telling line, and he said, "How come it's just not enough? You know, we're doing all this great stuff, but it's just not enough for you people." And I get that, and we try to celebrate him as much as humanly possible on this program, and we do, and we want to give the president credit. But we also have been down this path, and we have, and Steve, to your point, I think we have all been burned so many times that we're always afraid, even if it's Donald Trump, we're afraid that we're going to get hosed again down the road. And that's just from years of being abused by these Republican lawmakers. Steve, it's a valid concern you have. And I too would like to see Hillary Clinton. I want to see all those people behind what happened in 2016. I want to pay for their crime. Because what they did was a traitorous act, in my opinion. Steve, I've got to run. Thank you for that call. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Let's go to David. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. I just got a quick question. You know, all these people, they come across the border down there where they're building the wall and everything, and they had these big white buses sitting there waiting on them. How come they can't go to these detention centers and get them white buses back down there, take them back down to the wall and say, good luck? They come over here with their backpacks and their suitcases. Why do we have to spend taxpayer dollars to fly these people back when they walked across the border? How come we can't make them walk back?
David, this is actually a great question you raise. And I did a little bit of checking. So it turns out you can actually do that. If you're a Mexican national and you've come into this country illegally, you could actually go right back across the border. There's just one problem, though. If you are a criminal, there could be some sort of a legal issue. So it's not exactly a risk-free thing there is some danger that you might get thrown into a Mexican jail. But I like your idea because you're right. It seems to me that would be the most logical and the cheapest way to do it, right?
Exactly. That's the way they came in, say right here's the wall. They come from Venezuela, from everywhere else, and just tell them, say, good luck. Mexico's the one that let them come across,
So I love that idea.
Take care of them, sending them back.
David, you're a wise man, and you're making a lot of sense. We will pass that information along. David, thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I know many of you have been searching for a good bank, and it's been a struggle for me. It really has until I came across Old Glory Bank, and now they are partners with us, and we love our friends at Old Glory Bank. The thing about Old Glory Bank, which, by the way, was founded by Dr. Ben Carson, by Larry Elder and John Rich, they actually believe in the values that make America great. A lot of banks are out there, and they're canceling Christians, and they're canceling conservatives, and Old Glory Bank is standing up to all of that nonsense. So if you would like more information on switching your accounts over to Old Glory Bank, they make it very easy. OldGloryBank.com/Starnes. That's OldGloryBank.com/Starnes. Go check them out, folks. You're going to love them. I sure do.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. How are you doing? Longtime listener. Really love your show. Hey, do you recall the FBI whistleblower that reported on Jesse Waters' show that the FBI was destroying the files of Epstein in New York City. That's where most of the files were. And Bondi took her 3 days to respond to that. And she goes, well, I've ordered the FBI in New York City to send those files down to me. But it was too late then. And the FBI agent warned her and said, look, you have to send. Well, that was actually Bannon. Bannon said, you have to send U.S. Marshals in to the FBI station in New York City to stop them from doing what they're doing. And my opinion is what they've done is they've destroyed all the major evidence that would lead anybody in Congress or anybody anywhere else that could have possibly been involved with Epstein. And I don't think Trump, I don't know that he knows about it, but they're not being honest. I think if they'd come out and said, look, the evidence is so misconstrued now, we don't know what side's up or what side's down. We're just going to leave it as it is, because there's no way they're going to ever find out the truth if they were actually in New York City destroying evidence.
So this is, and this story has been out there, Sean, and the whistleblower came forward and said that the FBI had been systematically deleting massive amounts of evidence to obstruct these investigations. And a lot of them were involving high-profile cases, including Jeffrey Epstein. I think there are a lot of people, you know, that were involved in this. Look, here's the deal, Sean, and just think about this for a moment, because now all these Democrats are coming out saying we've got to release all the information because, you know, they're covering up Trump's wrongdoing. They were in control of Congress. They were in control of the White House. The Democrats were for 4 years, Sean. 4 years, and if there had been any information about Donald Trump, any derogatory information, don't you think they would have released that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the assassination attempt, I'm not going to go there. I'm pointing fingers. That's the last attempt. They would have come out with information against Trump and Epstein before they tried the assassination attempt. And, you know, here's the other thing, Todd. I love your show because you speak so much about the Lord. And remember what the good book says, that when light is shone on sin, on evil, it dwindles up. It folds up and blows away. Basically, I really believe the Lord's finger was on that bullet that day that was intended for Trump. And I think the good Lord said, look, I'm saving you because there are areas in this country we need. I can use you to help this country.
Sean, I have no doubt that God intervened, and we saw divine intervention in real time on national television when President Trump survived that attack in Butler County, Pennsylvania. No doubt about it in my estimation. And I do believe that there's a reason why, and I think that we're watching that reason unfold right now, and it's going to take some time, and it may take beyond even Donald Trump's four years in office. You know, the next Republican president, if they have the fortitude, they're going to have to step in and continue on this mission, because it's a noble cause, and this is it. That we are the last stop in the freedom train. So we've got to stand up and protect our country. All right, Sean, thank you for that call. Folks, hang tight. We've got to take a quick break. Don't forget, in the break, head over to ToddStearns.com. Help us help the good people in the Texas Hill Country join our disaster relief effort right now at ToddStearns.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I
American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Todd. This is James from Arkansas. And let me tell you something. You know, I understand the Epstein thing is not, you know, everything in the world. But when you make a big deal of it, like Bongino did, like Trump did, then, yeah, it is a big deal. So, you know, if you're just going to lie to me like the Democrats, then what's the point of me getting out and voting for you to begin with? You know, I vote in every election, but after this Epstein thing, probably not.
All right. Well, that's James from Arkansas, who just left us a shout out. And I'll get to that in just a moment. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hour two of the big show underway. And yeah, James, I understand your concerns. I truly do. And especially when it comes to the folks like Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, who really earned their stripes in the conservative world and in MAGA world by getting out there and suggesting that there was something to this Epstein conspiracy. Now, let me just say something for a moment. It may very well be, and just a hypothetical here, all right? Just so bear with me for just a moment. Give me some latitude here, people. It could very well be that there really isn't anything there, that there never were any files or anything else, and that many of our beloved conservative leaders and pundits and politicos were simply, over all of these years, just speaking out of their wazoos. I mean, it could be that simple. I mean, it really could be. But I don't think so. Do I know beyond a shadow of a doubt 100%? No, I don't. Because I haven't seen the documents. I haven't been given, I've not been privileged to get that. I know Charlie Kirk a couple of days ago was talking about how he can say beyond a shadow of a doubt because he's seen the emails. My question at that point is, how exactly have you seen classified emails, sir? How did you get those? Who gave them to you? If, in fact, those things are really happening. So James from Arkansas, I understand why you're upset, and you have every right to be upset. But I am saying, though, when you look at the overall, you know, polling on this, most Americans, they just don't really care about this. There are a lot of other things on their minds. This is, by the way, Open Line Friday, and you can reach out to us. You can talk about whatever is on your mind today, 901-260-5926. Write down our number, 901-260-5926. And also, I want to talk about what James did for just a moment, because this is pretty cool. We have an app, and it's a free app, and you can listen to this program wherever you are across America. Now, if you go to our website, toddstearns.com, and look at the very top of the page, you will see the app button. Just click that app button, and you'll be able to download the Todd Starnes Show app, and you'll not only will you be able to hear my show, but you'll be able to listen to 24 hours of conservative, the best conservative talk radio shows in America on our app. So just go to toddstearns.com and download the app. You can also leave us a shout out. You know, a lot of you people are at work. Maybe you're standing in line at Chick-fil-A or in the drive-thru at Bojangles, and you don't have time. You don't have time to get on the phone and talk to me. You can actually leave us a shout out. And that's exactly what James did. Again, free of charge. It takes up 30 seconds and you can just leave us a message and we will actually play those on the radio throughout the show. So again, head over to toddstearns.com right now and download the free Todd Starnes Show app. See, that's pretty simple. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Lines are filling up, and we'll get to your calls in just a moment. I want to bring to your attention this item we talked about yesterday, which is bizarre. Maria Salazar is the congresswoman from Florida. She's a Republican, and she's partnering with Veronica Escobar, a Democrat out of Texas. And they are putting together something called the Dignity Act of 2025. It is a piece of legislation that basically gives amnesty to millions and millions of illegals. And Congresswoman Salazar is pretty determined to get this through. As a matter of fact, She said that President Trump must sign her amnesty bill because he owes God a favor. No, I'm not making this up. I'm in all seriousness. She said that Donald Trump owes God a favor because God saved his life, and that Donald Trump should repay the debt by signing her amnesty bill. And what she wants to do is, if you're an illegal and you're working in America right now, then you should be allowed to stay in America. And it's a long, detailed process. But at the end of the day, this is really all about providing amnesty for the illegals. Right now, 10 Republicans in the House of Representatives have signed on to this. And I want to read these names out to you. Mario Diaz-Balart, Brian Fitzpatrick, Mike Lawler, Dan Newhouse. And let me stop right here. Guess what Dan Newhouse does for a living, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to love this. Dan Newhouse is a congressman from Washington State. You want to know how he makes his living? He's got an apple farm. So why do you think Dan Newhouse wants to have cheap illegal alien labor, ladies and gentlemen? Why do you think that is? You cotton-picking apple picker, you. Continuing on, David Valadio, Mike Kelly, Gabe Evans, Marlon Stutzman, and I'm shocked by Congressman Stutzman. I don't get that. Don Bacon out of Nebraska, and Young Kim. So these are the individuals in Congress who have signed on to this. And I'm glad they did. I am glad all 11 of them have come out of the amnesty closet. Because now we know that every single one of these people, they need to be facing a primary challenger in the upcoming Republican primaries. And by the way, she says this is all about dignity. That's great. I think, hey, I've got no problem with dignity. But if the illegals want dignity, they need to go back to their home countries and get it. We got no dignity for them here. 901-260-5926. We have posted the names of these lawmakers on the website. Again, 901-260-5926. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Roberto in Memphis, listening to us on KWAM today. Hi, Roberto. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. This is Roberto, and I'm in Memphis today. Hey, I've been hearing this little theory going around about Epstein being an intelligence operation. And the best proof I can give for that, or that people are giving, is that when his home was raided, there was a wall safe found with a lot of evidence in it, supposedly even video evidence. It all was lost by the Justice Department. You know, what government might be running this intelligence operation? I don't know. Some people say Mossad. Some people say our own government. But imagine the power you would have if the wealthy and powerful men and women of America, if you had compromising video of them.
Oh, no doubt about that. And Roberto, just think about this. The reason why we're seeing so much turmoil on both sides of the aisle is I suspect they've got the goods on both Republicans and Democrats.
And that would probably fit the bill of an intelligence operation. You would not just get the dirt on any one side. You want the dirt on everybody, and then you have control. It's just too many coincidences that stack up one after the other. His first sweetheart deal when he was having sex with underage girls in Florida, that would have netted anybody prison time, but it would have got like house arrest. And then this large amount of evidence just disappearing and that was in federal custody, that's too much. So anyway, I like to say some people are saying Mossad or own government. Does it make sense to you that he's a spook, that it was an intelligence operation?
It could possibly be, Roberto. I want to explain, though, the Mossad connection and where that came about. That was Ghislaine Maxwell, and Ghislaine Maxwell's father was a media mogul and owned a lot of newspapers, a lot of media back in the day. And there have been some allegations made that her father was involved and may have worked for the Mossad. That was never proven. And the family denies that. But again, he was given a state funeral by Israel. So it wasn't like, you know, he was a nobody. So, I mean, it very well may. I mean, it's possible that something like that could actually be real. So I think you may be onto something, Roberto.
Well, it's not me. I don't know if I can make that connection, but I have many people who are telling me that. The thing is, if you've got an operation like that, there had to be dozens of people involved. Why are they all remaining silent? Is there that much fear?
Not necessarily. I mean, if they had a spy, let's just say if Epstein was a spy, you know, or he was working with the CIA or whoever, that would have been a pretty close-knit group of people. I don't think we would be talking about a lot of folks here. But, you know, if Epstein's job was to go out there and get the goods on people, I would believe that. And that seems somewhat plausible to me. But again, there are just so many unknown questions, and the way this is all being handled, it's very bizarre. And clearly, both political parties are terrified of whatever information might be out there. So, Roberto, I got to go. It's a great question, and thank you for calling in. Let's go to Danny in Selmer, Tennessee. Hi, Danny. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon, sir. On the Epstein files. I don't think it's just the Epstein files. For myself, and I imagine quite a few other people, it's the deeper issue. We had high hopes that when President Trump got back in, that he would expose this stuff and have a lot more transparency. And once again, this is just another example of what appears to be cover-ups, lies, dishonesty, all that within the government. It doesn't matter who's there, whatever. Stuff always gets covered up and buried. And that's what we're frustrated about, I believe. And, you know, these people, just shine a light on it. If you didn't like what you did and you're guilty of something, well, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. But you did, so let the truth come out. Let the chips fall where they may, you know. Let's see what happened. And expose yourselves. Show us.
Well, don't expose yourself. But, yes, I know what you're saying there, Danny. Just put it all out there. Oh, that's another bad way of saying it. Yes, I hear what you're saying, though. Just get it all out in the open. Let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, and these cover-ups, I mean, there's a lot of people, maybe they want to, but there's you've heard politicians over the years say once they get in Washington, you know, they get death threats and threats against their families and stuff if they don't do certain things. So it's a pretty dirty game, and wish they just put it out there and, hey, let people know what's really going on, you know.
Danny, we got to run for a break, my friend, but thank you so much for calling in, and you're making great sense. And look, I don't think any of you are wrong right now to feel the way you are feeling. Some people are indifferent. Other people are saying, it's an issue. And others are saying, I feel betrayed. I'll never vote for a Republican again. Well, I just want to encourage that segment of the audience to hold up and let's see how all this plays out. We've got some time here. Let's see how it all plays out. All right, we've got to take a break. And ladies and gentlemen, just as a reminder, as we're going to break, we are raising money this month for our friends over in the Texas Hill Country, many of whom have lost everything. These are our friends, our listeners, our readers, and we've got a lot of folks that listen to this radio program in the Texas Hill Country. And this is our opportunity to show them a little bit of love and give them a hug. And we're going to be able to do that by sending these emergency relief kits, $50 per family, to our good friends in the Texas Hill Country. And we're just urging you to give as much as you can give. Everything that you do give is tax deductible, which is fantastic. And you can give a one-time gift by going to ToddStearns.com and clicking on our red Help Texas banner and donate these emergency supplies. Again, if you don't have $50, maybe you want to give $5. God bless you for that, because I truly believe that God is going to honor every single dollar that we raise for these good folks. And every single penny we do raise, it goes directly to the victims of the flood. So again, ToddStearns.com, make a donation. Later in the show, we're going to be giving a shout out to all of you folks who have been sharing and giving money. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. Oh, man, I forgot. Someone sent me a note. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday. It's been a long week. Someone said, Todd, if I give $100, can I still get a copy of the book? Yeah, absolutely. And again, let me stress, if you give a $100 donation or more, I'm sending you a signed copy of my brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. So yet another reason for you to head over to ToddStearns.com right now and be a part of our fundraising effort. Also, let me see here. I'll try to find this information. We will be sharing the phone number as well as soon as I can find it. We'll get that a little bit later on. In the meantime, let's go to the phone lines. Peggy, Cleveland, Georgia, listening to us. Hi, Peggy. How are you today?
Hi. Good afternoon. The reason I'm calling is everyone's talking about Epstein, and I understand Marjorie Taylor Greene just said that she's the only one that voted no against cryptocurrency. They are actually changing our currency way, as I understand it now. So it's a bait and switch. Everybody talks about Epstein, but in the process, this is what they're doing in Washington, going from dollar to crypto. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have heard that. And, you know, we haven't talked all that much about it. But Marjorie Taylor Greene has great concerns over this cryptocurrency bill.
She said she's the only one that voted no. And that was yesterday. And they're trying to change that while meanwhile everybody talks about Epstein. And we should be talking about when we went from gold to cash. Now they're going from cash to crypto. They're changing our entire economic system. And we're talking about Epstein.
So, Peggy, this is actually called the Genius Bill, and that stands for Guiding and Establishing National Innovation for U.S. Stable Coins Act. And it is they're building the framework. So there's a regulatory framework here for a cryptocurrency, and it's a little bit less volatile. They're calling them stable coins, which is, again, a form of cryptocurrency that is not as volatile as regular cryptocurrency, which I haven't dabbled in at all, Peggy. I'm still a good old-fashioned dollars and cents kind of a guy.
Well, so am I, and that's the thing that I don't quite understand. Maybe this is just the beginning of the framework in order for them, you know, take an inch for a mile, and that's where eventually they'll be able to change it. But I didn't understand it as that way. MTG seemed to sound like, to me, it wasn't just a coin thing. They're actually voting to change it completely.
Oh, Peggy, it's crazier than that. MTG says, and she's warning here, this is one of the reasons she's voting against it, it's because of the mark of the beast. Remember in the book of Revelation that anybody must have the mark of the beast, that number 666, in order to participate in buying or selling. So if you want to go down to the market, you're going to have the mark of the beast. And that's what she says. So there you go. Peggy, I got to run. Thank you for calling in. Can you imagine going down to the Piggly Wiggly? Got your mark of the beast? Can't have those pork rinds if you don't. We'll be right back. All right, don't forget, folks, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax, the Todd Stearns Show. We have a jam-packed program coming up for you, and we're going to be getting to Stephen Colbert in just a few moments, but we'll be doing a fun segment on Stephen Colbert and The Late Show. Of course, CBS announcing they are pulling the show. By the way, Newsmax, some awesome news. We are on the New York Stock Exchange. Millions of people are joining our news revolution. We're now the fourth highest rated news channel, just behind CNN. And Reuters is now calling us one of the top news brands in America. Write this down. 40 million Americans, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to write it down. That was rhetorical. 40 million Americans. Now go to Newsmax for shows like The Todd Stearns Show. Download our free Newsmax app on your smartphone. You can start watching today. You can also check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. NewsmaxInvest.com is the website. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Santa Clarita, California, beautiful town. Our good buddy, Joe Messina. Joe, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great, Todd. Got a little break in the weather here. And listen, kudos to you for making, you know, Talkers Magazine, in the top 100. I mean, that's great. I don't think people realize what a big deal that is.
Joe, they call it the Heavy 100, and I petitioned them to change the name of it. I don't want to be that high in the rankings on the Heavy 100.
Oh, God. You know, years ago, I got some award about being in the top 25 sexiest a conservative talk show host. I said, apparently you haven't seen my picture. I don't know if that's really really a good award for me.
No, but, I believe this. No, you're a handsome man, Joe Messina. You got the full head of hair going. It's
thank you. Don't read anything into that, people. Okay, so let's just anyhow. How we doing today,
Joe? I've lost control of the show. It's over now. It's just over.
Yes, I know.
And by the way, we want to say hello to all of our friends at KHTS over in Santa Clarita, California. Great radio station. You know, Joe, we were following this situation, and we're following some breaking news out of Los Angeles, and I do want to give people an update on that real quick. And we've got the info over at ToddStearns.com. Check out our live breaking news blog at ToddStearns.com. Three L.A. County Sheriff's deputies killed in this explosion that happened apparently at a training facility operated by the Sheriff's Department. Joe, here's what's interesting. CBS News is now reporting this blast does not appear to be a training accident, and they believe that it may have been triggered by some materials that were recovered yesterday that exploded this morning.
Yeah, you remember whether it was at LA Police or LAUSD, the Sheriff's Department? I just started looking into it before you started the show.
Yeah, explosion happened in East Los Angeles at the training facility there for the sheriffs. We believe this is the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah, right. So, you know, you're talking about one of the largest police departments in the country. And again, the amount of stuff that they bring in, the amount of contraband, the amount of explosives that they pick up, I can only imagine what it's like to try to keep those guys safe. And you're seeing the very small percentage. Okay, I don't want to make it sound like it's running rampant, but there is a small percentage of our law enforcement officers that don't agree with what we're doing, don't like what they perceive to be as a Gestapo type of stance that we've taken in law enforcement. So I usually don't report on this stuff when it happens. I wait a whole day, maybe a day and a half, to weed through all the garbage that comes at you. I hope it is just an accident. I hope it is something that was just stored incorrectly and things went sideways. That's my hope.
Mm, yeah. So we'll keep you updated, folks. Again, ToddStearns.com, breaking news coverage as it happens. And we have all of that on the website. You know, Joe, we've been following this story. We mentioned this in the last segment where you have at least 11 House Republicans who are now calling for amnesty for illegals who are working in America. Joe, the White House has already come out and said, yeah, that's not going to happen. We're not going to grant amnesty. But the fact you've got that many Republicans that say, you know what, let's keep the illegals here.
Listen, here in crazy California, we have the same thing going on in the legislature. With the few Republicans we have, they're coming out and saying, hey, look, we need to stop the quote-unquote, these are Republicans now, or say they are. We need to stop the raids. We need to stop the instant deportations. We rely on some of these services. We need to find another way. I think that's amazing. What is the other way? How about we follow the law? Isn't that the other way? Just simply follow the law? And as far as the federal legislation or the federal Republicans are coming up and saying we need to do this, give us a plan. Don't just say we need to do this. Give us a real plan to sink our teeth into. And they have broken the law. Let's call them what they are. I'm tired of hearing undocumented, okay? And that's the slap in the face of my family who all came in from Italy the right way. And so they need to pay for their crime one way or the other. They need to pay for their crime. I understand. I heard a little bit about it last night where I don't know who the representative was, but she was saying that, if they've been here and they're working and they haven't had any issues and yada, 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 this is what they're going to do. Well, we've heard this before and we've been stung by this before. You know, didn't Reagan get stung by this after he made a deal with the Democrats for amnesty? Didn't work out, did it?
Hey, Joe, I'm curious if you guys are starting to see any sort of changes there with all of the roundups of the illegals. You know, we've been hearing the reports about traffic not being as bad, you know, on the highways. Is that really true? Is that accurate?
No, it is accurate. And the only irritant is it's taking me longer to get my car washed, you know, for what that's worth.
Oh, jeez. Because the illegals run the car wash. Oh, jeez.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
But no, you are seeing it. And I don't know if you guys caught this story where L.A. City now is going to put a moratorium on, what are they called, evictions. Because a lot of the illegals are staying home. They're afraid to leave the house. They can't work. They can't make money. Therefore, they can't pay their rent. So they're going to stick that on the owners of the property. And that's, you know, you can check that out. It's not just a rumor. It's true. Karen Bass is going to be signing that ordinance. So
no, we had actually
we'll see who fights that.
We had covered that earlier this week on the show, and she's giving them basically a salary to stay home because they're afraid to go out and go to work.
Oh, yeah, I mean, God forbid we go out and take care of our vets that are sleeping in the streets and people who pay taxes for all their life that are stuck in the streets. Now, yeah, we don't want to do any of that. We want to make sure that people who've never paid into the system get all the benefits. It's really let me put it this way. It's really stressing out my Christianity. I'll put it that way.
Oh, geez. Joe Bacina joining us from Santa Clarita, California. You know, Joe, another story we were following. There's this is trending on the socials. There's some poor guy. He owns a company, a manufacturing company. They're in Los Angeles, and his business is surrounded by these homeless RV camps, and it's insane. And so there's all sorts of illegal dumping. I mean, it looks like a third world country. I feel bad for this guy. And he reached out to a city council person, and she said there was nothing she could do about it. They're stealing copper from the guy. And so finally he said, you know what? That's it. We're done. We're out of here. See you later, Los Angeles County.
Yep. You're seeing it more and more. You know, in the area that I live in, Princess Cruises headquarters for California is out here. They're moving. They're moving to Florida. They're out of here because of the regulations. They're out of here. They have docks down in San Pedro, you know, by the sea where their ships leave from. They're having all kinds of trouble down there, and nobody is moving to help them. So there's no relief, and they're leaving to go. We're seeing companies leave California in big numbers, and Governor Newsom is not doing anything about it. He doesn't see a problem with it. You know, he's fighting Trump around every corner these days. I don't know if you've seen. He almost waits for Trump to do something so he can tell everybody how bad it is. But we're seeing a lot of people leave, which is why we're in the financial deficit we're in. If you don't live here, you're not spending money here. If you don't have a company here, they're not paying taxes here. We're losing a lot of revenue here. And it is a big deal. If you want a positive note, LA County Sheriff came out yesterday. I don't know if you covered this. He said now they're going to fall in line with the ICE hold warrants, and they're going to go ahead and hold them in the jail until ICE picks them up, thinking that'll stop some of the raids. It probably will stop some of them. Part of it was because they were going to the homes where they knew these felons were, or these people were just released for, and they just took everybody that was illegal there. So we'll see if that lights things up.
All right, Joe Messina, ladies and gentlemen. Joe, always good to hear from you, my friend.
All right, God bless, Todd. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too now. The great Joe Messina has a great syndicated national radio show and just a great, great American patriot. All right, we've got some breaking news to share with you. I'm going to go through this. It involves, I will just tell you, it involves the 2016 presidential election. We're going to take a quick break, and we will get to the bottom of this. This information just now coming out from the White House. We'll keep you updated, but stick around. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And just a reminder, in the break, head over to toddstearns.com. We are hoping to hit our goal of $10,000 today, right? Our ultimate goal, $20,000, but we want to get to that fifth. We want to get to the halfway mark. And you're going to help us do that today by going to toddstearns.com and making a tax-deductible donation right now. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And I want to share some breaking news with you. This coming from Tulsi Gabbard, and this is, I would say it's not terribly shocking. But this is going to be a big story. We'll be covering it tonight on Newsmax. But now, according to the Department of National Intelligence, they have now uncovered new evidence that the Obama administration conspired to subvert President Trump's 2016 victory and his presidency. And this is some pretty shocking information. If you've been listening to us any time over the past, well, since 2017, when we started this show, you know this has been a big, big deal. And we have long said that all of the cookie crumbs lead right back to Barack Hussein Obama. So here's what you need to know. This is the new intel coming out of Tulsi Gabbard's office. In the months leading up to the November election in 2016, the intelligence community consistently assessed that Russia is probably not trying to influence the election by using cyber means. In December of 2016, after the election, talking points were prepared for James Clapper, stating that foreign adversaries did not use cyber attacks on election infrastructure to alter the presidential election outcome. And about 2 days later, the president's White House, Obama's White House, gathered top National Security Council individuals for a meeting that included Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Andrew McCabe, Susan Rice, John Brennan, and James Clapper. And they discussed Russia. After that meeting, an email was sent out to create a new assessment per the president's request that details the tools Moscow used and actions it took to influence the 2016 election. In other words, all of the intel was saying, no, Russia's not trying to intervene here. They had a meeting, and Obama gave them orders to create evidence that would prove Russia had intervened. It was all fake. And then, according to Tulsi Gabbard, Obama officials leaked false statements to the media, including the Washington Post, claiming Russia had attempted through cyber means to interfere in, if not actively influence, the outcome of the election. It's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody's going to have to go to jail for this. Somebody's going to have to pay the price for all of this. Unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. Let's go to Jerry in Little Rock. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. Bear with me, because this is very important to me, and it needs to be said. And Trump responds to the base so fast sometimes, I'm convinced that he must have a couple dozen people in the White House who listen to these shows and the podcast every day. Think of this as like an open letter to DJT. I realize that he took a bullet for us. But, Todd, we have lost family members. There are mothers and fathers out there who don't speak to their children. There are brothers and sisters who don't speak. I've lost friends, including one who was like a father to me that I had known for 20 years. And many of us, not me, I'm no J6er, but many of us have done prison time for this man. The Truth Social post from Tuesday, Wednesday morning, whenever it was, I feel personally insulted, attacked, demeaned, and I've voted in every election since I turned 18. I've never voted for a Democrat, and except for Bob Dole, Donald J. Trump was the only person I've ever voted for and felt confident and good about it. I realize I don't have to vote for him again, but if I did, I would have to hold my nose when I pulled that lever, just like I did with both Bushes and all the others. I don't expect him to apologize to Laura Loomer and Charlie Kirk and Liz Wheeler, although I love me some Liz Wheeler. But he needs to apologize to us, the rank and file.
Well, Jerry, I hear you. I don't think President Trump. He's been on the record saying he's never had to apologize to anybody. So I don't think he's going to apologize here. But I hear what you're saying, and I think there again, you're right to feel the way you feel. And my concern is that there are so many people out there, Jerry, that feel the exact same way you do. And every bit of betrayal that you feel is justified. I get that. The concern is that it's going to cause people just to stay home and not go and vote next year. But I'm just wondering if people are going to have long-term memory of this whole thing. That's what I'm wondering. But, Jerry, I appreciate the call. We're coming up on the top of the hour. I get it. I get it. But we cannot let that impact what happens in the midterms. We just can't. We have to soldier on, ladies and gentlemen. Just soldier on. That's what we gotta do. All right. 901-260-5926. I was so excited to have the guys from AMAC on yesterday. They have so much great news and content surveys. And I want to encourage you to take advantage of our brand new partnership with AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Go to amac.us/starns right now. You'll see my mug shot up there, amac.us/starns. And let's join the fight to keep America strong. They have so many great things for you. They're the conservative alternative to the AARP. And whether you're 18 or 80, you don't have to be a senior citizen, right? You can be 18 or 80 or anywhere in between, and you can join for just a few dollars a year. You're going to get their outstanding magazine, exclusive discounts out the wazoo, and also some other great resources. So go check them out, folks, amac.us/starns. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of The Big Show coming up.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Well, hello, everybody, and happy Friday to you. Happy Open Line Friday as well. We're going to get to your calls in just a few moments. I want to write down our telephone number, by the way. You will need that. 901-260-5926 is our number. Again, that's 901-260-5926. We have been following this story out of Washington, and this story just breaking. Tulsi Gabbard over at the Department of National Intelligence releasing brand new records. These have just been declassified, and it provides compelling evidence that the 2016 Russia collusion narrative was not rooted in any credible intelligence reporting. The entire thing, according to all of this information that was just released, all of this was manufactured to fit a preferred political narrative. It's remarkable. Now, Tulsi Gabbard has taken a very rare and transparent step of declassifying all of this material. And this material shows that Barack Obama has a lot of questions to answer, a lot. Now, according to Catherine Herridge, she says that James Comey was also behind all of this. According to the classified record, this was highly classified. This has all been declassified today. The highly classified record is a daily national security analysis for the president. And it was assessed at the time that Russian and criminal actors did not impact the U.S. election results by conducting any malicious cyber activities against the election infrastructure. And that was, by the way, the White House at the time was saying there was all sorts of Russia collusion. But they knew secretly that wasn't true at all. So they were making all of this up. They were fabricating, and then they were lying to the American people. This is just really jaw-dropping information, ladies and gentlemen. Just jaw-dropping. And it involves people like Barack Hussein Obama, Andrew McCabe, Susan Rice, James Clapper, John Brennan. This is your rogue gallery of villains. So the question now is, all right, what do we do now? Will people be indicted? Will people be put on trial? Will people be going to jail? Because they have put this country and Donald John Trump through the ringer. Just unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Jerry in Iowa. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
Well, howdy, Todd. Happy Shabbat coming right up, and Sunday also. I wanted to comment that I think conspiracies are real, but not everything is a conspiracy. Like, we Americans, we need to just step back and look at things from a 50,000-foot view. I mean, really, not every single thing is a conspiracy. Conspiracies do exist, like the 2016 Russian collusion thing. Clearly, you know, that's a conspiracy. But a lot of things, they're just failures. They're not conspiracies. For example, my wife, she promises to have dinner on the table at 6 p.m., but she's 15 minutes late. Is that a conspiracy? Well, no, it's a failure. God bless her. And she doesn't do that. It's just a made-up example. My son, he hasn't given me grandkids yet. Now, that could be a conspiracy, but it's probably a failure. Sorry, son. He knows I love him. Politicians, they often promise a lot of stuff, but a lot of times it's failure. And I think the Donald, I don't think he's in on the grand conspiracy in the world cabal. I think he's done a lot of things. He's failed a few things. The Pam Bondi thing, it's a failure. She overpromised. The Biden regime, they probably deleted half the stuff before he took office. So I just say, be careful to not label everything a conspiracy. Politicians promise a lot of stuff. They get defeated. They get taken out. They wanted to make it happen, but sometimes you get the bear and sometimes the bear gets you. Just because you don't succeed, just because everything doesn't work out doesn't mean absolutely every little thing is a conspiracy. So thank you, Todd.
Well, no, happy to do it, Jerry. And again, there is a lot of stuff out there. And one of the things I try to do on this program is back everything up we have with facts. And that takes a little bit of time, but our team here works very hard to make sure we're bringing folks the best information as we know it. And, you know, how all this plays out, we will see. But right now, I think most Americans just don't care about what's happening. You know, they care about what's happening in their towns and their communities. They see what illegal immigration has done. They see that their kids are not getting an education. Those are the things that matter to the American people right now.
I think those are conspiracies. I mean, the open border thing is clearly a Marxist-Saul-Alinsky tactic.
Yeah.
And the LGBTQ destroying our schools, that's clearly a conspiracy. But a lot of things that politicians promise and they don't quite achieve, or they make missteps. I think I heard that people who are new to politics, which is good, you want informed population, that when they get into it older in life, they're shocked about how the sausage is made. And then they go, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. And so they tend to believe more conspiracies. Conspiracies on the books, for sure. It's a legal thing. It really happens. Communists do orchestrate conspiracies. Obama, I think he's Mr. Conspiracy in reality world. But a lot of things like the Donald, I think the Donald, let's just, I hate to say it, but I think he's failed on a few things. They're kind of minor, moderate, minor things. But he's really succeeding. He's really trying. The guy has took a bullet for us. And so I don't think he's in on it. I think that he's probably making judgment calls. Should we prosecute this, that, or the other on this timing? He has big fish to fry. You don't want to – I mean, he's got limited time, limited resources.
Right.
So I'm just cutting him some slack here. I don't think he's
Look, the guy's not involved in the nuance, Jerry. That's not the job of the president. And you've got thousands of people that work for the West Wing. The president can't be involved in all the minutiae here. And there are so many major dumpsters fires burning that he has to prioritize which fires to put out first. And that's really, I think, what's going on here. Jerry, I've got to run. Thank you for that call. Again, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to John in Kentucky and wants to respond to Jerry from Little Rock, who was pretty fired up about everything. Hi, John. What's going on?
You know, Todd, first of all, I love the fact that you guys are taking up a collection for the families in Texas. And, you know, President Trump doesn't need to apply. He doesn't have a filter, okay? That's the thing, okay? And you know what? You're going to be insulted by your friends and you're going to be insulted by your enemies. People, get over it, because this man is concentrating on the business of the people. He's trying to help those responders, those military personnel down in Texas, helping clean up that mess. He's trying to help, you know, these flood-stricken areas in North Carolina and New Mexico. You know, so what? The guy is doing so much more good than an insult, okay? And, you know, Todd, I guess maybe being a former medical person in military, I just wanted to commend those men and women down in Texas, because they're going to have to carry the after effects of what's going on down there. And I just wanted to say God bless you, Todd, and God bless your radio station and your affiliates for trying to help the families down there. And the only thing, I know I'm changing the subject real quick, but the only thing I need to say real quick, Todd, is those men and women, those rescuers, those military personnel and the families are going to need some serious counseling, because there's going to be some serious cases of post-traumatic stress. And I'm so glad that you're making the means available. And, you know, Todd, that's why so many people trust you and love you like this family does. And I just needed to put that out there. Folks, get over the insult and worry about what's going on in your hometowns, like you said, Todd.
That's it.
I love you, brother.
All right, John, thank you so much for those kind words. And let me say this, to that point, yesterday, the Cajun Navy posted some information, and they're still finding bodies. They are still in the recovery mode here. So I believe the last I heard, and these numbers may fluctuate, but over 90 bodies are still missing, 90 people still missing there in the Texas Hill Country. And again, this is one of the reasons why we are stepping up, and we're really donating our time on the radio to help raise money and to raise funding. It's just something, a very small thing that we can do to not only meet some very basic needs for folks, because these emergency relief kits, they have basic hygiene items, they have diapers, they have things for the children who may have lost all their toys, and also critical medical emergency supplies. And that's what we're doing. And $50, we pack these kits and give them to the families. So however much money you can donate, if it's not $50, you can only give $5, that's okay. Some people have already given $500, and we are so grateful for that. Coming up, we're going to be recognizing a lot of the folks who have been donating. If you give $100 or more, you receive a free signed copy of my new book, Star Spangled Blessings. So we want to bless you with that book. You can go right now to toddstearns.com and donate. You can do that online. Click on the red banner. You'll see it. Or you can pick up the phone and call, and that number is 855-348-4673. That's 855-348-4673. And by the way, I know that many of you are going to give no matter what, but these are tax-deductible gifts. I know for some of you that doesn't matter. For some people it might matter, but it's a tax-deductible gift. So again, lend a helping hand, 855-348-4673. This, can we talk about this Colbert thing? People are going bonkers over Stephen Colbert and The Late Show. So last night CBS announced they are pulling the plug on The Late Show. They're throwing in the towel. You know what I find fascinating is that outside of, before Greg Gutfeld came along, Colbert was the number one late night talk show guy. But Now it's Gutfeld, and then Colbert is actually number two, and then you have little Jimmy Kimmel and the other guy, Jimmy Fallon. Everybody forgets about him. Man, those guys have completely destroyed late-night television. Now, many of you remember there was a time, and many of you remember this, when it was Johnny Carson, then you had Jay Leno, then you had Late Night with David Letterman and Conan O'Brien, and late night TV was actually fun and entertaining. And the question is very simple. Who do you want to go to bed with? And a lot of people went to bed with Johnny Carson. A lot of people went to bed with, you know, David Letterman, and you wanted to have a good laugh. You wanted to kick back and you know, just chill out. But man, Trump just broke late night television. So anyway, here's what happened. I want to set the stage for what happened to Stephen Colbert, who's just really an unpleasant person. I mean, he just is. He's just an unkind. He's not a likable guy. He's kind of a, you know, a smart aleck. So anyway, CBS, the parent company, Paramount, decided to settle this lawsuit that Trump filed over the 60 Minutes edit in the Kamala Harris interview. All this happening during the campaign, and it was election interference is what it was. Paramount knew they were in hot water, so they settled with Trump, $16 million. All right? So Colbert goes out. This happened three or four days ago. Colbert comes out, and here's what he says on The Late Show.
My parent corporation, Paramount, paid Donald Trump a $16 million settlement over his 60 Minutes lawsuit. As someone who has always been a proud employee of this network, I am offended. And I don't know if anything will ever repair my trust in this company. But just taking a stab at it, I'd say $16 million would help. This settlement. This settlement is for a nuisance lawsuit Trump filed claiming that 60 Minutes deceptively edited their interview with then-candidate Kamala Harris last fall. Paramount knows they could have easily fought it because, in their own words, the lawsuit was completely without merit. And keep in mind, Paramount produced Transformers, Rise of the Beast. They know completely without merit. Now, unlike the payoffs from ABC and Twitter, Paramount settlement did not include an apology. Instead, that's good. Instead, the corporation released a statement where they said, "You may take our money, but you will never take our dignity. You may, however, purchase our dignity for the low, low price of $16 million. We need the cash."
All right. So basically, he tore his employer a new one. Just a pro tip for all you kids out there listening. Maybe you're looking for a job. And if you do get a job, it's usually a very bad idea to attack your bosses on national television. Just want to throw that out there. So anyway, 3 days later, CBS says, you know what? Enough of this garbage. We're ending the show. And that's that. So now the you've got Adam Shifty Schiff, Pencil Deck, and Senator Pocahontas, and they're out there suggesting that this is all about politics and that Trump ordered them to fire Stephen Colbert. And Trump is very happy about this, by the way. I don't think that's what it is. I think that Colbert is a jerk, and I think that he was a bad employee. And the good people over at CBS, Paramount, said, you know what? We don't need this headache. We don't need this headache at all. I'm just saying, I think it really is that simple. So look, here's the deal. If you've watched The Late Show, you know this guy, Colbert, has stage 4 TDS. It's bad. Trump derangement syndrome. It is incurable. There is not a cure. And the problem is with TDS, and if you know people who have been suffering from TDS, it impacts their prefrontal cortex, which that impacts all of your decision-making abilities. And it apparently neutralizes your funny bone. I just don't think the guy was very funny. So anyway, instead of cracking the jokes, Colbert has now become the punchline. And the reality is that the American people just didn't want to go to bed with Stephen Colbert. I don't blame them. Anybody miss Johnny Carson? You know, Carson could bring the politicians on, and they'd have a good time. He'd crack jokes. But they were never mean-spirited about it. And you never really knew where Carson's politics were. Even with Jay Leno, you never really knew where those guys were. But I'm just wondering if any of you remember those good old days back when late night television was actually, fun. What a sad thing. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. All right, heads up. Coming up, we're going to be giving shout-outs to so many of you who have been making donations to our big fund, our disaster relief fund, to help the good people in the Texas Hill Country. We're going to be giving you guys shout-outs. Also, we'll be taking your calls. It is open line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And head over to the website, toddstearns.com, and you'll find all the information to make a donation. We'll be right back, everybody. This is an insane story. The American Center for Law and Justice, our good friends, Jay Sekulo, they've been dealing with the situation over at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Turns out last year, this was during the Biden administration, they were actually holding military training sessions for soldiers. And they were warning them, and the point of the training sessions was to warn them about terrorism and domestic extremists and domestic terrorists. And the training seminars literally named a number of pro-life organizations as terrorist groups. The American Center for Law and Justice got all of the information, and they were assured by Fort Bragg that they would no longer be doing these kinds of training sessions. All right. So then American Center for Law and Justice, They finally obtained a copy of the Army's investigation file, and it really showed a disturbing pattern of intentionally targeting pro-lifers. And I'll give you an example. In these training sessions, groups like the National Right to Life and Operation Rescue were labeled as domestic terrorism groups, and they equivocated pro-lifers with Islamic extremists. They also warned soldiers to be aware if they ever came across somebody driving a car adorned with a Choose Life license plate. It's insane. So anyway, long story short, now, of course, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, they are all over this stuff, and they are condemning what the Biden administration did, and they're calling it deeply appropriate, which it was. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Jerry in Milwaukee. Hi, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Yeah, no surprise. I disagree with your take on Stephen Colbert. I find Stephen hilarious. He's great. I think he's just amazing. I think it's a shame that he's been effectively fired. I mean, if you don't like him, that's fine, Todd. You know, not everybody's got to watch him. But I think it's great. But I think he was basically fired as like a part of the Trump shakedown of CBS and Paramount to get that merger approved. And they haven't approved that merger yet. So they paid off. So CBS and Paramount has paid off Trump. And, you know, that was the result. It was because of the bogus lawsuit against CBS. So, I mean, people are fine.
Why would you say it's bogus, Jerry? That was $16 million. It's not like, you know, they paid $20.
Every independent lawyer says it's bogus. And well, fine, if you say that's fine. What about Kamala Harris suing Fox News for editing an interview of Trump where his answer in Epstein was edited? I mean, if that was fine, you know, a lawsuit, shouldn't Kamala sue, you know, Fox News? Because Fox News edited it to make Trump look better?
Well, I mean, if they've got a case, why not?
But as strong as the case, even more of a case. Because
well, why didn't they file a lawsuit? Why didn't they file a lawsuit?
Well, because one, it would be bogus, too, just like that. And two, they don't have the FCC. Trump has the FCC to block a merger. And everyone knows that's what's going on. The FCC is blocking the merger. Guidance of Paramount.
Well, look, I don't know why CBS did it. I think the guy was a bad egg. And honestly, I think that they really took offense when he went out there on that stage and attacked his own bosses.
Well, his own boss is, you know, bent the knee to Trump. You know?
Well,
that's why.
I don't know. I don't know about that, Jerry. But again, it's I don't watch late night. I think they've ruined it for everybody because he's mean spirited, and people don't like that. People don't like to go to bed riled up.
Yeah, he comes strong, but come on. You know, he's as mean spirited as Donald Trump.
I know Donald Trump's not hosting a late night TV show.
Yeah, he's the president, though. I mean, shouldn't he be held to a
We want to see dancing monkeys and, you know, stupid people tricks.
All right. I mean, but I personally hold the president to the higher standard, but that's just me, Todd.
Well, that's why he's not a late night TV show host. All right, Jerry. Good hearing from you. Thanks. 901-260-5926, our number. Hey, I do want to go ahead and share with you some of the great things that are happening with our fundraiser. And this has really been amazing. You guys have just opened up your wallets today, and I'm just so grateful to that. So let's run through some of the folks who have made donations on the on our Help Texas Disaster Relief Fund. Let's start with Paul, who donated $100. Paul from Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you, Paul. He says, Todd, you are a great American and very inspiring to us all. Thank you for your help to aid the folks in the Texas Hill Country flooding. We need to pitch in and offer continuous prayers. Amen to that, Paul. And thank you for leaving that kind note. John in Alpharetta donating $50. Thank you, John. Judy in Indianapolis, $100. Mary Elizabeth giving us a $525 gift. Wow, God bless you, Mary Elizabeth. In Metairie, Louisiana. That's a great area. Right outside of New Orleans. Joanne in Swansboro, $200. Thank you for that. Don in Little Rock, $100. Is it Sil? I don't know if that's Sylvia. And is it Chagrin Falls? Don't know the state there, but $50 donation. Mike in Chicago, $50. Jessica listening to us over on WSJS in Winston-Salem, giving $500. God bless you, Jessica. Wow, a lot of $500 gifts. We have an anonymous gift. Someone gave $1,000 in the Houston area. Thank you for our Patriot Talk 920 listeners. You guys are such a blessing. Mildred. Mildred sending us a $200 gift. Thank you for that, Mildred. Linda, $52. Danielle, another $500 gift. Wow, you guys. It's really amazing. It truly is. Charlotte, $100 gift. Alan in Dallas, Texas, a $100 gift as well. And Susie dropping a $50 gift. So thank you for all of those wonderful gifts. And guys, we've got another week of doing this to hit our goal of $20,000. And who knows, we could hit it sometime, you know, by the end of the weekend. So you can, again, go and help at toddstearns.com and click on our red Disaster Relief Texas Help button, and you'll be able to make a donation there. You know, one of the things I was thinking about, and it's been really kind of a tumultuous couple of weeks with all the Epstein stuff, and it's just been crazy. And I was reading through, I've been going through my own daily devotion book, which has been kind of weird, fun, but a little weird, but it's been mostly fun. And I came across a devotion that I wrote that I wanted to share with you. And this is from my new book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And Michelle Cox and I wrote this book together. This is our second devotion book, by the way. And we just have a lot of fun doing these kinds of books. And one of the reasons I wrote Star Spangled Blessings, there were several. First of all, I just want people to know that God really has blessed our country. And even though things may get crazy in our culture, that God is ultimately still in control, and that all things, ladies and gentlemen, work together for those who love the Lord. I know I'm paraphrasing, so just bear with me, but it's true. It really is true. And that's one of the reasons why I'm always a hopeful person. I just love America. There's no greater country than ours, and God has blessed us. And I think that we ought to celebrate that. And that's the reason I wrote Star Spangled Blessings. It really is that simple. And we've gotten so many incredibly great reviews. And it's some lady sent us a note. I think she bought 10 copies of the book to give to her friends. And that makes us feel great. So anyway, this is a chapter in the book called The Day President Eisenhower Was Baptized. And I think this is really a wonderful reminder of the importance of faith in our national life. And there is a, I'll just read this from the book. It's page 176 of the Star-Spangled Blessings devotion. President Dwight Eisenhower was one of the most devout Christians to occupy the Oval Office. He was truly an American hero, best known for his role as the supreme commander of the Allied forces during World War II. But his influence, encouraging Americans to seek a relationship with God, is one of history's most untold stories. Eisenhower is the only president to be baptized after he took the oath of office. Just 10 days after he put his hand on the Bible, he was baptized by the Reverend Edward Elson at National Presbyterian Church. He was also the first president to open his inaugural address with a prayer. It was an unprecedented act of public religiosity. And here's what he prayed. Almighty God, as we stand here at this moment, my future associates in the executive branch of governments, join me in beseeching that thou will make full and complete our dedication to the service of the people in this throng and their fellow citizens everywhere. Give us, we pray, the power to discern clearly right from wrong and allow all our words and actions to be governed thereby and by the laws of this land. Especially we pray that our concern shall be for all the people, regardless of station, race, or calling. May cooperation be permitted and be the mutual aim of those who, under the concepts of our Constitution, hold to differing political faiths, so that all may work for the good of our beloved country and thy glory. Amen. Eisenhower's faith journey began as a small child in the fertile fields of Abilene, Kansas. His parents were Mennonites who later became Jehovah's Witnesses, but it was the teaching and preaching of Billy Graham that ultimately stirred Ike's personal walk with God. Jack Hall is the author of The Religious Journey of Dwight D. Eisenhower. He noted that for Eisenhower, the very existence of the United States confirmed God's benevolent presence. Eisenhower believed that democracy made no logical sense without the recognition of a supreme being, as the Founding Fathers acknowledged. During his 8 years in office, Ike signed a bill adding the phrase, "under God," to the Pledge of Allegiance. He also signed a bill declaring, "In God We Trust," as the nation's motto. The law also mandated the phrase be printed on all of our currency. Eisenhower was instrumental in establishing the National Prayer Breakfast. He backed the American Legion's Back to God campaign, and he started every cabinet meeting with a moment of silence. Paul Batura, a writer for Focus on the Family, noted that by the end of Eisenhower's administration, church attendance in America had increased from 49% to 69%. President Eisenhower understood that a relationship with God was the key to making our nation great, and he set a tremendous example during his time in office. In 1954, he emphasized the importance of godliness and spirituality in American history, from George Washington in prayer at Valley Forge to Abraham Lincoln fighting to save the Union. The History Channel theorized that Ike believed religious faith was the single most important distinction between American freedom and communist oppression. To this day, not much is known about the baptism ceremony at National Presbyterian Church. His wife, Mamie, was a longtime member of the Presbyterian denomination. But since the ceremony itself was private, the American people will forever be left to wonder if our 34th president was sprinkled or dunked. And that is one of the devotions in Star-Spangled Blessings, devotions for patriots, and just a reminder of the influence just one person can have on the culture in this country, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you can get a copy of Star Spangled Blessings wherever you buy your books across America. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Phone lines open on this final segment of the final show of this week here on the radio. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. So CNN had a Democrat congressman, a guy by the name of Morgan McGarvey, and he was asked, this poor guy, he's clearly a backbencher, but they're like, so what's up with the party? I mean, you guys suck eggs. Cut number one.
In the latest CNN poll, you know, obviously Democrats want to try to do something about this, but Democrats are seeing their lowest approval ratings in history. And that includes the party's own supporters saying this, that it's unfavorable, the Democratic Party as a whole. What do you think the problem is with the Democratic Party?
Look, I mean, you can see right now we are fighting. We are clearly fighting what they are doing by cutting people's health care, by taking away money from national security, by taking away money from emergency preparedness. And I think they know how wildly unpopular these things are. That's what we're doing. We are focusing on what our vision is, how we're hoping to actually grow an economy that works for everybody, to keep America safe, to keep America secure, to have good jobs here for people. And they're focused on everything else right now because they don't want people to focus on what they're actually doing.
You feel bad for these guys. It's a no-win situation for the Democrats right now. Oh, by the way, Caroline Leavitt weighing in on NPR and PBS. People are freaking out over this stuff. I'm loving it. Cut number eight, please.
These are not honest news organizations. These are partisan left-wing outlets that are funded by the taxpayers. And this administration does not believe it's a good use of the taxpayers' time and money. NPR, unfortunately, has become really just a propaganda voice for the left. Just a few examples for you. In 2020, NPR refused to cover the Hunter Biden laptop scandal in the run-up to the election. They said that their assertions don't amount to much, writing they did not want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are just pure distractions. That does not sound like an unbiased opinion. That sounds like a partisan opinion to me. And this is a taxpayer-funded organization. In 2018, that same CEO that you're talking about called the president in the Oval Office, who nearly 80 million Americans elected, she called him racist, shared a photo of herself wearing a Biden for President campaign hat, serves on the board of a Soros-funded activist group. In 2020, PBS, White House correspondent at the time, characterized President Trump's speech then at Mount Rushmore as a love letter to white resentment, promoting the myth of America. In 2017, PBS devoted an entire panel talking about what it means to be woke and white privilege. These are not honest news organizations. These are partisan left-wing outlets that are funded by the taxpayers. And this administration does not believe it's a good use of the taxpayers' time and money.
Well, it's really not. And again, if people want to support NPR or PBS, you know what? That's what you have a bank account for. So you can donate money to NPR or PBS, and you can watch as many British period dramas as your heart desires. So I think well done, President Trump, and thank you for delivering on that campaign promise. So there you go. The American people no longer have to fund that liberal propaganda. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. Don't forget, head over to ToddStearns.com. Make a donation to help our friends in Texas. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax. A lot of ground to cover there. Folks, get out there. Have a great, great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.